Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right. Hello. Good morning to our Two Teas in a Pod flashback. Subscribers, we are happy to bring you another pod, and it's just me and Tam recapping from the beginning on.
Will we go back in time to the first season of Orange County Housewives, and we break it down for you and bring in some pretty special guests.
It's going to be incredible. Of course, we're going to give our hot takes and our opinions.
Yes. Wow, we're wearing our sky tops. By the way,
you know what? Can you send me a sky top for the next episode?
I don't have one, but I probably about 6 months ago went to thrifting with Sophia,
of course,
which I call the Goodwill, right? And there was a knockoff sky top shirt, and she's like, "Oh my God, Mom, I really like this," because she's really into the '90s, or she was at that time. So we bought it. And so I text her today at school. I'm like, hey, where's that sky top? She goes, what's a sky top? And I'm like, so I show her a picture. She goes, Mom, that was so 6 months ago.
You're like, of course.
I got rid of it.
So what year was your sky top confessional and reunion?
It was 2006. So it wasn't the 90s. It was the 2000s. So I want to say 2007 maybe.
Because the 90s was also like Abercrombie, like striped shirts horizontal.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like,
did you ever go to Sky on Robertson, the store?
Shit, probably.
It yes. Was like, yes.
Because the statement necklaces were a part of the shirt.
Yes. It was all connected.
Two words with one stone.
Yeah. I remember we were doing press in LA and I was with Gina and Cara and Vicky and we went to Sky and Robertson. It was probably one of my first experiences with paparazzi.
Oh.
So I'll send you the picture. I was in a Sky jumpsuit.
Oh, I'm sure you were looking ready to go.
Looking at myself in the mirror and the paparazzi got me. Oh,
They got me after I called them and then sent them an email. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you know how they hang out over there by the Ivy.
No, Robertson. That was actually one of my first jobs out here. It was called a celebrity seater. So what you did was
seed. Is that like, called a hostess?
No, seater, like S-E-E-D-E-R. So I worked for a couple different stores on Robertson and one called Intuition. And what we would do is we would bring celebrities into the store. We would give them free items in exchange for
pictures.
For pictures. And then we'd call X17. That was
how'd you take those pictures? On your digital camera?
No, we would call the paparazzi and they would be waiting. And like Jessica Simpson would go out and then I would make sure the paparazzi got a picture of her in the bag that wasn't selling. And then that's the photo I would send to Us Weekly and blah, blah, blah. Like it was.
And then everybody needed that bag.
Yep. So that's, I mean, remember when everybody had those plastic versions of the Birkins?
They still have them, don't they? They're still out there.
But like there, it was really popular.
Is it like a croc version where they're rubbery?
They're clear rubbery, but they have like all the same like gold. And well, anyways, those I were very, those. Very popular. And that was because I gifted it to all. I mean, I remember when I got Julia Roberts to carry that damn bag and I was like, listen, I can quit now. I've done my due diligence.
I mean, it must have been early in her career. She ain't going to carry nothing for a picture for something free.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much how goes.
Well, we went back in time and it was eye-opening to watch the first two episodes of Orange County first season. Obviously, I was not on season one or two, so I'm enjoying it because I'm not on it and I have to see myself. But what a difference.
What about the quality of... Before we break down the women, the production, it was like dark.
Dark.
It was hard for me to see the people.
I think I like that. Can we film like that the rest of the season next year?
Okay. Also, just the fact of like how kid-centric it was. Was Very. So beyond like
well there was a
now.
Lot of teens and there was troubled teens on the first couple of seasons.
Okay, so I think the way that we should start before we get into episode one and two, and just so you guys know, our second podcast will be with Joe De La Rosa, who was one of the women on the first two seasons.
We're going to talk to her about her maid's outfit, about her Juicy Couture tracksuit she was wearing,
and about your best friend Slade.
And then Slade, yeah, you know, I'm making seven figures in my 30s.
Oh my God, with the Hummer.
Driving the Hummer.
I could die. I remember thinking those Hummers were hot. Okay, so, all right, we're going to start. I may not have all the women's names pronounced correctly, so if I mess anybody up, I'm going to give a little rundown of who each woman is, and then I want you to give their taglines.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So the first one is Gina Keough.
Okay.
She's married to Matt.
Yeah.
She's three kids, Shane, Kara, and Colton. She's a real estate agent and former Playboy playmate. Her husband was a pro baseball player, and she's obsessed with the genetics of her family.
She was. And a little backstory on Matt Keough. He was a professional baseball player. He was injured while playing. He took a line drive to his temple, I believe.
Oh, my God.
And I want to say he had brain damage. So he could no longer play. It was a sad situation. Totally changed who he was, his personality. He has passed. So
I was going to say, are they still married? But no.
He has passed on just recently, a couple years ago, he passed.
Were they married until he passed on?
I don't know if they were still married, but I know that Gina always protected him, even though they weren't together, and supported him and had him living in the house, even though they weren't even together. She was a very good ex-wife to him, for sure. Gina was on season 1 through 5, then a friend on season 6, and her tagline was, "It's just money. You can't take it with you." And I want to say the taglines in the early seasons were things that you basically said on the show.
Oh, so they just recycle.
They recycle like, it's just money. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually kind of a clever idea because then it's true to something you would actually really say.
Right. Right.
All right. So the next one is, of course, my favorite. Vicki Gunvalson, married to Don, two kids, Brianna and Michael. She runs her own life insurance agency out of her house. She's type A and high energy.
So Vicki Gunvalson, Housewife season 1 through 13, Friend season 14 and 17. And her tagline was, I don't want to get old.
That was it?
That's it. That's it. I don't want to get old.
NOC, no one gets old. I mean, the fact that
I know
they're that sure, that's hilarious.
I'm okay. Serious. It was just something that they had said in, if I'm not mistaken, we have to ask. I don't even know if Evolution produced. Can somebody look that up? See if
well,
Evolution
why don't we ask Joe? We got it. We have to ask Joe because I originally heard that this wasn't even supposed to be a housewife show. But
it
then
was
why
supposed to be called Behind the Gates?
But then she also says, you know, Vicky's constantly, I'm the OG of the OC.
Well, okay. So in the very beginning, Scott Dunlap was the creator of the show. He created it. It was very like what you saw, I think is what he, you know, his, I think it was his production company that filmed that. And very simple, just about their lives.
Well, they're all very, what I did realize is they're all very separate. Like it's not too
much. No, I came in season 3 and screwed that up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the next one is Kimberly Bryant, married to Scott, two kids, Bianca and Travis, a lot of information about her breast implants. She went to a D cup, thinks she's a trophy wife, loves working out, being active and hanging with her girlfriends.
So Kimberly Bryant, what I remember about her is she actually was diagnosed with skin cancer on the show. She was on for season 1 and then they moved. So her tagline was 85% of the women around here have had breast implants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, Lori Peterson, divorced. Three kids, Ashley, Josh, and Sophie. Lori had to downsize to an under 2,000 square foot home and has started working for Vicky. Her oldest daughter, Ashley, moves back in with her after trying it out in LA. Her son, Josh, is in the 7th grade and dealing with drugs and alcohol issues. Oh, that made me so sad.
I know. I think Lori probably has one of the most realest, rawest seasons, the first coming right out of the gate. Yeah. Like, episode 2, her son goes juvenile hall. I mean, very sad. But she was on, Lori was on from season 1 to 4. She was a Friend season 8. And her tagline was, are the police involved?
These one-liners? I mean, kind of brilliant.
And if you remember, I think she was on the phone when she was talking to the school when they called at Vicky's home office. And she goes, was the police involved? Yeah. And that ended up being her tagline.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, then Joe De La Rosa, who we'll have on in the next episode, she was engaged to Slade Smiley, who now is with Gretchen, who I guess we're going to find
also
out
dated
on Girls Trip if they're actually married.
They're not. And then also he dated Lori.
He dated Lori, the one I just talked about?
Yep.
After Joe or before Joe?
It was after Joe.
Okay.
Housewife
on the
Hunter
show?
Yeah, I think it was in between seasons. I can't remember. We'll see. It happens.
Okay. All right. Joe De La Rosa, she's engaged to Slade. No kids of her own. Slade had 2, Gavin and Grayson. She worked in insurance until meeting Slade and becoming solely a stay-at-home wife. She is lonely and looking to have fun while she's still young.
I think she was actually in real estate. We'll have to clarify that. I'm not sure I don't think it was insurance, but we'll ask her.
Okay.
Joe was on season 1 and 2, and then she came back season 3 for a party.
Okay, so when did she break up? We'll ask her all those questions.
I think after season 2, she broke up with Slade. And so her tagline was, he's pretty much keeping me.
He
couldn't keep you now.
Well, not anymore.
Those 7 figures ain't happening anymore.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of the 7 figures, I was like, you're making 7 figures, but you couldn't afford to get a tailor. What is with the suits?
I know.
They were so ill-fitting. I felt very uncomfortable seeing them.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, let's dig into season 1 and episodes 1 and 2 of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Real Housewives of Orange County Season 1, Episode 1 is Meet the Wives. It premiered March 21st, 2006. Shane is nervous about high school graduation and the pressure of making it big in baseball, as his father did. Kimberly discusses the option of getting breast implants, and Joe begins to deal with being engaged to an older, richer man.
And Episode 2 is called Is It Hunting Season Yet? Air date March 28th, 2006. Shane is hired by Joe to hunt rabbits that are invading the neighborhood. Kimberly is being pressured into upgrading her car, and Vicky gets pretty wild on a cruise.
The episode starts where Gina takes her daughter, Cara, to look for a new car because her hand-me-down Mercedes had a broken button. Listen,
right.
If Slate didn't want a car we were giving her because it had a broken button, she'd be driving a Hot Wheels to school or jogging.
Jogging. Yeah. I mean, I mean, I have no words. I have no words.
Do you think she was playing it up a little bit, all of that?
I think the entire show was played up. The fact that Slade kept saying, well, I've made seven figures in my 30s. And Gina saying, like, she's showing a house and the next thing you know, her client is writing out a check. It doesn't work like that. You don't write it. You have to make an offer first and see if they accept it before you're writing a check. So I'm like, well, I don't know how it works. What kind of car did you have when you were 16?
I had the Gremlin.
Yeah, and I had the Datsun 510.
Yeah. I mean, granted, my kids, I bet, will probably get one of our current cars. So they will.
Yeah.
They'll be a hammy. They'll probably have a broken button.
Hey, like I said, I would not go over $30,000 to buy Sophia a car. And granted, it is brand new and paid off, but that's what she got.
Well, the best thing anyone ever taught me, granted, I don't drive now, but as a kid, was my mom forced me to learn on a stick before I learned how to drive automatic.
Me too.
So I actually know how to drive a stick, which is shocking.
That's going to help us when we're finally on Amazing Race.
Yeah, when they decide they want us for real right. This time.
Yeah. So the early seasons, the children played a heavy part in the show. The show was like The Hills. They even talked about early seasons that they wanted to make a spinoff of just the kids, the real kids of Orange County, but it never happened.
Yeah. Because then we get to Joe. She's 24 years old. She talks about how Slade wants her to stay at home instead of work. Do you think it's possible for a 24-year-old to happily be a stay-at-home wife?
No. She's 24. This is the thing, when I watched it, I'm like, okay, is this bullshit? Because I felt that like there was a lot of made up stuff to make them look like they were very fancy and very rich, you know? And obviously Gina and Vicky had really big houses, but the rest of the girls did not. But the way they were talking, they were so over the top. We need to ask her, why did she get rid of her job?
I don't know. Let's write these down, guys, so that we continue to remember all the things that we need to break down with her, because it was confusing to me. I love that she just was out the whole time, just partying, and he's like trying to keep her home.
How about when she called? She's like, "I'll be home soon." What is it? Two?
And I think they were smoking cigarettes.
Oh yeah, she's like, "No, it was 3." Yeah, Andy had said that Joe is one of the housewives who got away too quickly.
I actually agree, because I think she seems like she didn't give an F.
Yeah.
We'll make those.
And then she moved to L.A. and she kind of got out of the public lifestyle and got married.
Well, then we get to Vicky. Vicky brings Brianna to the salon to get ready for prom. She has to talk with her about not drinking and having sex because Vicky was a young mom and wants more for Brianna. Question, did you have sex on prom night?
Yeah.
I don't think I had sex at prom ever. I'm trying to think.
Well, my prom date was Ryan's dad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I ever, I mean, I was having S by the time of my last prom, but I don't know that I had sex prom night.
How old were you when you had sex for the first time?
I was in the 10th grade. So however old you are in that grade.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't even really 15? Know. It was like, I think I was 16. I think I could drive.
You were riding boys before you can drive a car.
No, you can. You get your license at 15 in South
Carolina. No, you get your permit at 15 and a half, don't you?
No, in South Carolina, you could drive till 8 p.m. when you were 15.
Oh.
On your own.
Really?
Because in South Carolina, you may need to have it to drive the tractor on the farm.
Right.
So you get your license earlier.
I would imagine there were some long one-way roads
where there was
nothing's going on.
A highway, I think it was 275. I forget what it was.
Would you ever film a scene with Slate saying, talking to her about sex?
Oh, I don't know. She's
not
only
to be
10.
Confused with Slade.
I know. I keep getting the two confused. but I don't
10,
know.
4 years.
I mean, we definitely talk about, like, I want my kids to feel comfortable to talk to me if they have crushes, if they have whatever. But I don't know about TV for the first conversation about sex.
I'm like that with my kids. My kids are a little bit shyer than I ever was, except for Ryan was very open. Very. He'd be like, "Hey, mom, come here. Look, is this a freckle on my balls?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, stop."
Yeah. You're like, well, they do say that TV changes people. But to me, it seems like Vicky, other than her face, is exactly the same, because she's still micromanaging the hairstylist.
Vicky has
she's
not changed
curling correctly
at all. I know. She is exactly the same housewife as she was when she stepped out of the scene last year or 2 years ago. It's crazy.
I mean, watching that, I was like, oh my gosh. She is at least exactly who she is.
Oh, she doesn't change for anybody. And that's why I say, like, Vicky will, she obviously filmed with us this season. I'm like, it's like your first time filming ever. She just doesn't get it, which is good, which is really good. Like, she doesn't, it's like, she's one of those housewives that doesn't think 10 steps ahead, which makes her amazing TV.
Well, then Vicky hires Lori to work for her because she just got divorced and Lori had to move from her big house to the townhouse with her kids. Could you work for Vicky?
Hell no. God, no. I could never work for Vicky.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Then we get to Slade telling Joe that he is uneasy with the fact that she goes out with her friends all the time. What do you expect when you get with somebody that's 24 years old?
And how old was he? 35?
I don't know, because,
you know, he lies about his age. So whenever you see like an article or something that, you know, that he put out, it'll say Slade 48. I'm like, wait, but you you're well into your 50s. Well,
he's
in your 50s.
I mean, he's got to be 48. I mean, Edwin's only...
Well, his numbers don't add up, ever.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like, why lie about your age?
Yeah, I don't know. But I still... Between that and the kids and then Gina saying, look at that genetics.
How nasty were Gina's kids to her?
I mean, that's what I was going to say. I was like, listen, I'm sure the family's lovely, but it's not like they're the Consuelos. Like, what is happening here?
I don't know. I mean, it was out of control. And, a side note, just Googled Slade and it says he's 49. No, he's not. He's not 49. He's well into his 50s.
49 years old. So we're going to believe that Slade is 8 years older than me, but he was on television. But what year was this?
2006, five.
So this is 2005. We're not the greatest at math, but let's
17 years ago.
So let's say he was 35 then. What's the math?
Okay, so
35 plus 17. 52. Like, come on. We don't know how old you are, Slade, but you're definitely not 49.
No, I think he's more like 56 is what his age is.
He was a child actor. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
He also claims that he was part of Tour de France. Like he was very vague about it. You know, Eddie's a cyclist and he's a really good cyclist at that. And he would always brag that, I you know, was with the Tour de France. He was like, he did a train.
The water guy does not count.
No, exactly. He trained. So Eddie, we went to Napa filming 1 year and you're going to see that. And so Eddie's like, let's bring our bikes. We can go ride. And it's up and down the hill. He said he was on the side of the road with Slade on the ground because he had his cramping so bad trying to keep it with Eddie. And Eddie's elbows like into his thigh trying to rub out the cramp because he was like doubled over. And I'm like, mm-hmm. He's a talker.
I have another question for you because Kimberly says this, and I want to know if this is still a thing in OC. Do girls still receive breast implants for high school graduation?
No.
In Beverly Hills, it's nose jobs.
Well, you know what? I can kind of understand nose jobs because some kids obviously are born with very large noses and it affects them, but they're too young to get a nose job before the age of 18. And if it's something that really bothers, then go. I'm all for it. I would be 100% for it.
I'm fine.
But boob jobs,
too.
No. You know, I got my boobs done when I was in my 20s, and I borrowed the money from my dad. And he said, well, what's wrong with the boobs you have? Are they broken? And I said, no, I just want them bigger. And he's like, well, if they're not broken, why do you want to fix them? And I'm like, I just want him bigger. And he ended up giving me the money. I paid him back.
Well, I got my boobs after cruise because they look like fried eggs. But what about my favorite part of this entire episode before we even close out on episode one and zip into episode two is how shady editors were even back then when they show Shane's graduation party and it's a shot of him laying by himself by the pool.
The pool. Yeah. Well, he said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to graduation. I honestly would force my kid to walk.
But also, I want to know, maybe he wasn't graduating. I'm just speculating. I'm like, why else would you not go? Especially if you're like this popular guy that's potentially getting drafted and all these things.
I don't think he ever really made it big in baseball. And the way his dad and Shane talk to people was so disrespectful.
And also, as we're getting into episode two, what in the sociopath is happening with the obsession with the killing the rabbits?
I know. Before we get to that, I will have to say it was really sad to see Grayson. Grayson passed away a couple months ago at the age of like 22, I believe. When he was on Housewives, it was before he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And he continued to live on until well past what they thought he would. I think it was 22 or 20. I think he's the same age as Spencer, and Spencer will be 23 next month.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. So at what point did Slade no longer spend time with his boys, allegedly?
I don't know. I think his older boy, he would see. They're from two different mothers. The oldest one, I think that he would continue to see now and then.
And then also you start to see a different side of Slade as we get into this episode.
Oh,
A borderline movie star in his mind. Like, who says they think they're a borderline movie star?
Well, you know what I heard?
What?
I heard when she got offered Ultimate Girls Trip, he said, yeah, I don't know, allegedly, I don't know if I can sign this contract because I have so many things in the pipeline. I have a production company and I just don't know if it's a good idea for me to film.
Himself?
Yes.
Slade, they didn't ask you. They shut asked the fuck Gretchen, up. And you're in every Insta story.
I know. Like, shut the fuck up. You are dying to film. Dying.
Well, then we get to Vicky leaves for a cruise with Brianna for her senior trip. She leaves Lori in charge at work while she's gone, where her daughter Ashley has started working as well. Okay. Wait, was this vacation filmed on Vicky's iPhone?
It looked like it.
Well, I mean, this was before iPhones.
I don't even think they had iPhone. Yeah.
So well, on her Motorola Flip?
Flip. It was on the flip.
Because it clearly wasn't like true production going on this, but the
Vicky used to be a huge cruise person. I do not like organized fun. I will never, probably ever, go on a cruise.
No, I'm going to make you go on a cruise. I've always wanted to go and I never have.
I am not going.
A high-end cruise you can go on. And it's I'm going to make you have organized
fun. You're like
fun.
Cattle in there.
Listen, I feel like there's particular ones that we could go on.
Okay. I'll try anything once. I went on one when I was like 21 with a friend and we went to like Mexico, Mazatlan. The only reason I went is because her and her boyfriend broke up and it was already paid for.
So you're a pity last minute invite. Yeah.
The two T's take it to the sea.
That could be our new show. Two T's on the sea.
Two T's on the sea.
You know what? And the worst housewife drama always happens on the sea. So, okay.
True.
So
then
we get to this part is where you realize like how open Lori seems like she might be the most forthcoming about her life of anybody. Lori's son, Josh, gets into trouble at school. She's at Vicky's home office at the time that she gets a call from school. She shares that he started drinking in the seventh grade and has struggled with drugs and alcohol since. Lori goes to visit him in juvenile hall and doesn't know how long he'll be there for. I mean, the fact that he's already drinking to that extent at that age.
You know, Lori is raising his daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And she's
Do you talk
be...
to her?
Every once in a while on Instagram, I ran into her daughter, Ashley, at A's last week. Vicky and Shannon were having dinner there.
I don't know what A's is.
A's is a restaurant right by Javier's and Crystal Cove, right there. So we ran into her. So beautiful. I mean, she had not one lick of makeup on. She was with her boyfriend. Just absolutely beautiful. And I think she said she lives in Newport now. But it was just so sad. There's been a lot of things that have gone on, and George and Lori are raising his daughter.
Oh my gosh. Well, we need to have Lori on because
go ahead.
I really like Lori. Like when I'm watching this, because I have no like actual skin in this game at all, I'm going in completely fresh. There's no one I know. I mean, other than Vicky, but I really liked Lori.
Yeah.
Like I was like, listen,
Andy loves Lori.
I watch her. I want to know more about her. I want to now that I have the time, go find out who the ex-husband is, why he put her in the situation that she was in. You can see how much she loves her kids. And then just even seeing the daughter in the backseat of the car sleeping while she's going into juvenile hall to talk to her son, all of it. But then even
how raw is that though?
I know. And then even when you see Josh's confessionals, he's so raw.
I know.
You can tell he just wants to help and feel better. And she
honestly has tried so many things throughout the years. George is a wonderful husband to her. I went to their wedding. I can't wait to recap that. It was very beautiful. They have an amazing house in San Juan Capistrano, and it was in their backyard. So beautiful.
So she has a good husband.
She has a great husband. She's got a great husband. She has a great life.
When she came back on and was a friend, was she with the husband?
Yeah. The new husband. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The new husband. All right. Then we get to Vicky talking to her son, Michael, about how he needs to get a job and get better grades. He was on academic probation and didn't do well his first year in college at the number one party school in the country. Well, clearly, like I just watched Bama Rush. Like you're going to the number one party school.
Yeah.
The focus is not on grades.
No. And Michael's come a long way. He now works for Vicky. And
but now they have a real office. I have an office in my home, not in a real one.
You know what? She does have an office in Irvine. And I always tell her, why do you want the overhead? You're never in town. What are you doing?
Sometimes I don't necessarily want a formal office, but I want like a nap office, like a place where I can go and just rest away from my family.
Okay. Then you would love Eddie's office. So we have a big Vena office in Irvine that we share with our partners. It's huge. And, Eddie wanted something closer. So we just got an office right here close to our house where he does the Vena stuff. But there's also like a bedroom with a full bathroom in it.
See, I just want, well, I just recently got, which has been a game changer. I just got one of those walking treadmills so I can watch the podcast on my desk. And
do you like it?
I cannot tell you guys. This is not an ad. It is so awesome because sometimes I realize that this is our job, but sometimes when you're watching so much television for work, you're like, what is my life? And at least if I'm walking,
you have to get up, move. Well, Sophia wants one. And I'm like, we have a treadmill. We already have a stationary bike. We get a treadmill. Are you going to use it? I doubt it. And I don't want to spend $3,000 for, you know.
It's not that expensive. It's like $850 for the desk and the walking
treadmill. How fast can you walk?
You can walk to like a four or five.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. And can you pull handles up?
I didn't get one that you pull handles up because the desk, like if you want, the desk is really sturdy so you can lean on it. But like my kids use it and do their homework from it because now it's so talked about with like kids having this extra energy when they do their work. Like at school, they even have swivel chairs for like the kids. So, I mean, they love it. We all love it. I'll send you the link.
Okay. But I need the link.
Something I also need to ask you, one of my favorite parts of this episode was when Vicky was talking about liking the finer things in life, and then she was boiling hot dogs.
I didn't notice that, but that is a good notice right there. The finer things. And who could you, I mean, you have kids, little kids, and I mean, hot dogs have not been a part of my grocery list in 20 years, I don't think.
Well, my kids love, there's
turkey
this place,
dogs.
They love turkey dogs, but they love like this one place called The Stand, which is near where we live.
We have The Stand.
Oh, you have The Stand?
We go there once a week.
And they're always like, can we please get a chili dog? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, F my life. Now the next time I go to The Stand, I'm going to want a chili dog.
Oh, it's so delicious.
I get the kale salad.
I do too. I get the kale salad add chicken.
Shaved chicken.
The shaved chicken. Delicious. Mm-hmm. A little spicy chicken you can get too. Add avocado. But I was laughing at that because I do think that it reminded me of when I was younger. My mom told you the story about when I said I was a vegetarian, but then I would eat bologna every day, not realizing.
Now, bologna is the most disgusting thing in the world.
I don't even want to know what bologna is. My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
C-A-R.
Okay. Then Joe and Kimberly take tennis lessons. Joe thought her boobs were big until she stood next to Kimberly. Joe's excited to tell Slade that she made a friend in Kodo.
So what do
is
you think
a
the percentage
place?
Kodo de Casa?
No, that tennis club. Where is that? What's it called?
Were they at Kodo Tennis Club?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, there's actually two country clubs within Kodo. You can be a member at the main country club, I guess you call it. And it's got golf. It's got tennis. It's got like a restaurant that you have to pay. We were members at the club when we lived there. So you have to pay in so much a month. And then you get so much food for what you pay. It's crazy. Like you have a minimum and
you have to meet. I know. Well, if I move to OC, I want to be a part of the one at
Baba.
No, is it the Monarch?
Oh yeah.
Or the Ritz. I forget which one, but the one that's on the beach.
Yeah.
Yep. That one is, I've gone with friends and it is so amazing. It's like true OC on the water.
Okay, I'll join too. So basically there's no money exchange at the country club. You go in, you get your food. If you do not meet your minimum, you still have to pay X amount a month.
Yeah, that's exactly how this one is too.
Yeah.
But then Vicky talks about how she's frustrated with Lori because there's something going on with her. She wants to see more effort and ambition from Lori at work. Vicky tells Lori that she needs to dress conservative for their work trip. Should Vicky have like been slightly more empathetic
as Vicky's bra straps were hanging over her shoulders? We need to dress more conservatively. Yeah, okay, Vicky, with your bra straps and your turquoise shirt on and
hanging low.
So keep this in mind. Lori did come back to Orange County as a friend, and she said she never worked for Vicky, actually. She was never paid. Vicky said she did pay Lori because she signed her paychecks, but Lori said, I never got paid.
So that was all for show?
I think so.
We should get Ashley on too. We need Lori.
I'll get Ashley. Yeah, Ashley, yes. Because it's like, you can't just do insurance if you don't have a license. So was she like, okay, Lori, come work for me, but go get your license?
Was she the assistant or was she Vicky's? Are we supposed to believe that she was Vicky's assistant or
she
was
one of her agents.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So it was, we could say it was a totally different show back then. Mainly focused on individual stories, not so much group. I think the only group thing that we saw was Joe going go to lunch with Kimberly.
Kimberly's friend. So far, Kimberly's the one I'm not connecting with the most.
Well, she was only on one season, so. And then Lorelai.
I guess
Lorelai.
I'm not the only one.
So we got a little taste of Lorelai. Do you remember Lorelai? That was Lori's friend.
Oh, yeah.
And she was an unofficial friend. Like, she was on a lot during the first few seasons, but she was, I doubt she was paid for it.
Yeah, she seems the type. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's what I can say. I do appreciate, as we're going back in time, and listen, guys, we will go back and do Beverly Hills as well. We just wanted to start with OC because I need to really get to know my co-host. I feel like I'm at an unfair advantage.
Did you ever watch early Orange County? When did you?
No.
What was the last season?
No, the only season, I think I watched, so I didn't start watching Orange County until my first season was done filming of Beverly Hills. Then I started watching the other shows.
So later.
So I don't know anything. I mean, I know I'm like towards like the Bronwyn Orange County days. Like,
oh, wow. You're recent. You're more recent.
Yeah. I mean, I did appreciate how I think that the relationships were formed here. But I mean, I'm going to have to keep watching and we're going to have to really dig in.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about season 3 on because I'll be honest with you, I have never gone back and watched them ever, especially like Tamara's OC wedding and the earlier seasons. I had white fried hair and I was so tan. I'm like, I don't even want to look at that.
You know what? I'm excited to watch that. Cannot wait.
I know. I can wait.
There is one person that I need to know exactly what he's doing and what he's up to is the guy Slade went to go meet at the.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know, but taking the phone, like, honestly, watching him, I was like, is that Randall Emmett?
That guy was a very successful, and you'll see him later on in the season, very successful mortgage broker at the time. His wife was in and out of the show. I remember she drove like a big lifted truck that had like, it was either pink or the wheels were pink or something crazy like that. I can't remember her name. But, you know, that was the era where if you were a mortgage broker or a real estate agent, you were killing it. You were making 7 figures easy. And it's the people that were true professionals after the market crashed, still stayed in business.
Also known
as Slade Smiley Unemployed.
Loved him. So thank you for joining us for our very first episode of 2T's Rewind. Here's the thing. When you start listening to these episodes, make sure that you're watching along with us because we want to hear your comments, questions, concerns, your thoughts. If you're seeing something that we're not seeing, along with what guests that you want, because not only do we want to have the past housewives, there's been people throughout Orange County, especially that come in and make a splash because they want a little extra TV time. Right, Tam?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to get everybody on. So thanks, you guys, for tuning in. Our next episode, we will have on Joe. And then the following, we will be recapping episode 3 and 4, season 1. So make sure to watch. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.